All right, rolling. So, today we have Carl's Jr. boxes. So the topic I thought of was this.
You notice how he said, I thought
of. Yeah, this is my topic. So, allowances. So, no string attached allowances for your kids. Arguments for or against?
It's just kind of like the universal basic income idea that's been...
I never associated with that, but yeah, you're right.
I thought I could see that as being an argument, but I don't think it's the same thing personally. But
and why not?
The reason why I think it's different is when you work, you do a job, you earn money, right? And there's a different, it's two different contexts. Because it's easy to associate, hey, I could pay my kids to do chores, right?
Yeah.
And that could be their reason, their allowance. They earn their allowance by doing chores.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to work, I earn my salary. If I don't do my job, I will be fired or laid off.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, no matter what, I always will have responsibilities at home that I don't get paid for. That's part of being part of a family, being a human.
Yeah.
So associating those family responsibilities with work and salary, if they're two different things, you always have responsibilities to your family.
Yeah, but that's what he was saying. If it's the universal, I forget what it's called. What is it called again?
Well, that's the other side.
Well, I guess universal income would be even if you're not working, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's. I could see that being.
Yeah, that's the allowance idea, and then the other is. Oh yeah, people have to do stuff and not get paid. Like, you know, it's your turn to be on jury duty, but it's your turn to. You know, to be traffic cop on this section of road, you know, or whatever.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
You know, it's like, I mean, I can't think of any community assignments, but you could say, well, you know, you have to do this. You don't pay for it.
I mean,
well, the other purpose I thought of when we pay our kids to do small chores is we encourage them, we teach them to save. So we sort of build them up with this whole economic platform of, you can spend your money, you can save your money. And my 7-year-old saved $200 and something and bought himself his own special trick bike. Mm. He learned to save, work hard, do extra things in order to get this reward, spend all his money on it.
Yeah.
And has learned the concept of saving money. I don't care if he does anything or not, but he learned a lesson of working hard to get a reward from it.
And I see the value in that, and I've been thinking about it. My oldest kid is 5, so I'm thinking, when do I do allowance? If I do, so when do I do it, and how do I give it to him? Is it no strings attached? It's not associated with chores or behavior. It's just a way for him to like learn to manage money. So that's kind of what I've been thinking about. Like, so we're all parents here, right? And some people, and there's a lot of different philosophies.
Some of us are better
it.
Parents than others.
Yeah, I'm the best one. But I'm listening to this parenting, these parenting like audio tutorials, I guess you call them, called Positive Parenting Solutions. And she goes into the thing of allowance. And so she says that if you pay for chores, then there becomes this like, what's in it for me attitude for doing chores. And it's not like just, hey, this is part of being part of the family, right? So there becomes this association that kind of replaces what should have been like, I'm a contributor to the family versus, hey, I'm doing this and I might do a bad job just so I can get paid, you know what I mean? So, but so I'm not saying anyone's wrong for paying their kids, because to me that makes sense as well, to pay them for chores as a way to earn their allowance. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, to the extent that we model behavior for our kids that prepares them for the real world, like you're talking about with the job thing, you know, this is how it's going to work. You're going to be trading your time and your expertise and your skills for money. That's a good thing. My problem with all of this stuff is inconsistent enforcement.
Yep.
That's
my problem too.
Because I don't feel like I've ever had time to really map out with my wife, you know, and sit down and say, okay, if they do job X, if they clean the toilet, that's a paid thing versus if they just pick up their toys, and then they get mixed messages, and also mixed messages from parents about, well, Dad told me to just do this, but Mom said that if I do it, I'll get some money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they get money for it, and sometimes they don't.
And what's the
and
like,
that makes
how much is it? Like, let's say they have multiple chores. At what point do they earn? Do you have to like have a complex system of what everything's worth, each individual task or something? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It adds a lot of complexity to the situation.
It does. And the worst part, I think, is when we, I don't say we, me and my wife, when we do it out of basically desperation, if we have, if the kids are misbehaving and we're trying to get them to do something, but we don't want to resort to yelling or being like ugly mom or ugly dad, and we say, okay, hey, I'll give you a quarter if you go, whatever, clean the car out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something they should have to do, but we're trying not to go there.
Because they become more like a bribe kind of situation. Like,
yeah.
If you do this, then I'll give you this. Which,
and then what does that teach them the next time we ask them to do it?
Oh, I can hold out.
Last time, Dad, you told me you'd give me a quarter for doing it. Well, not today. Sorry, that's just part of being a family. You just need to do that.
Or if they're insightful enough, they can realize if I wait long enough, they'll offer me money.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I don't have to do it the first time they ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what we need, this being Utah, we need to start an MLM. a parenting MLM with a set of like flashcard guides that have all this stuff mapped out. You could select package A, B, or C. You know, how much do you want to pay your kids? Every month, you're going to pay them $50. So here's all the things that they're going to get money for. And it's all decided. And then if there's
argument. Let's start it.
But this is kind of where I'm thinking is like, because there is a fear that if you just give an allowance for doing nothing, that you're teaching your kid maybe some negative things about like not earning their way in life, right?
You raise a socialist.
That's a fear. It could be a fear, right? If you see a socialist, millennial.
Millennial.
You know, there's that fear like they're just going to think everything's handed to them on a platter and blah blah blah.
No.
But then also there's the fear that if you pay for chores that they're going to like. Not feel like true contributors to the family, and that it takes away like kind of that's a role that we should all have in our family as a contributor because we're part of the family, right? And so I'm kind of leaning towards if I give my kid a no strings attached allowance, then he will learn how to save money and over time and how to manage money, right? So he gets that's a really positive thing to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
How to manage money. If you don't know how to do that, it could ruin your whole life, you know? But I don't think it's as hard to teach someone the value of working hard to make money. I think it's harder to teach someone to save money. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Of between the two fears, I think it's harder to teach someone how to manage money than to work hard for money.
Why can't you do both?
Well, I don't know.
Just like a lot of problems, the best solution is somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So... And I think I mentioned this last time we kind of talked a little bit about this, that you have, and I've actually started implementing this at my house since our last conversation, which was just a couple days ago.
I want to hear this.
So they have their basic chores, and then they have bonus chores. The basic chores, they don't get paid for. The bonus chores, there's some money attached. If they don't want to do it, then they don't do it.
And do they have to do the basic chores to unlock the bonus chores? That would be a good thing.
Yes.
So
I agree with that. Now they do, yes.
Yeah, now they do.
they can't just skip over their normal chores because they have to be done, period, right?
Yeah, because otherwise they just cherry pick the paid ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, they get in trouble if they don't do their basic ones.
What does trouble mean?
They could be grounded or... all kinds of stuff.
You could just dock them.
I just smack them inside the head multiple times.
No, if they don't do their normal chores, you already are paying them, right? Because you're feeding them.
Yes. You're feeding
so
them.
You say, hey, you don't get dinner.
Providing clothes, food, shelter.
You won't eat for a week. You know, you'll have to go
they
find somebody
they
else.
They don't look at it that way. Yeah.
They don't, but that's why you associate. That's what I always tell them, though.
Yeah.
That's only because you haven't taught them.
Yeah.
To associate it.
But yeah, so their payment is like the roof, the food, the clothes.
Yep.
So I'm lazy, right? And so like I think managing this whole system of like coming up with extra activities and like monitoring it and getting him to do it. So I think that could be better, you know, to do that because it's like do this extra work beyond what's the normal. You get rewarded financially. But I still think there's value if you don't want to take the time to do that to just give him some money. You know, and then say, learn how that matters the money.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
Well, you got to weigh the value. There's pros and cons to doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got the pro of You get to learn how to manage money. The problem is, I've seen this a ton with my kids, is that if they are just given money, like birthday money, goes out the window really fast.
Yeah. Right. But that's because it's a one. It's a like what is it called? A windfall or
yeah.
So it's like a one-time thing.
But it's not just a one-time thing. It's that they didn't work for it.
No.
Whereas if they work for it and they put in,
because are they getting money weekly or monthly?
No.
So it's hard to say. You're assuming it's because they didn't work for it, but it might be because it happens so rarely that they get a feeling of scarcity, right? Like, oh, I never get money. I want to do everything with this money before, you know, it feels like it's burning a hole.
Okay,
but the other way that is, those grandma can give you a present or she can give you some money. So you go spend the money to buy the present that she could have given you.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't know what kids do.
So yeah, it's kind of different. That kind of money is different than like money you get that you count on, right? You're like, you become confident. This money will keep coming.
Okay, well then let's change the scenario a little bit and drop off the kids and let's talk about my wife and how she appreciates or does not appreciate the money that she gets consistently.
Did she have an allowance growing up?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting to know.
Does she have an allowance now?
All I know is all her siblings all manage money fairly well.
So we have individual personalities that
yes.
is a total variable there.
There is.
Well, there is. There's, I know the guy who's like an expert in finances, and half of his kids spend the money as fast as they get it, and the other half save their money. You mm-hmm. know, and these are adults now. Yeah. You know, it's like,
yep.
just because you taught them. And then there's other families where the parents are really bad and the kids are really good, you know?
Yeah,
that's how I approach it, because my dad was terrible with money. He was terrible. And so I am a very, very conservative spender.
But you have the ones
that are Apple.
You almost have
What's
to,
that?
That's when it comes to Apple.
Unless it has an Apple, little Apple icon attached. Sure.
But if you, yeah, so if you, as you're teaching your kids.
I'm offended by that, Matt.
As you're teaching them.
Sorry, go ahead.
As you're teaching them to manage their money, some of them are going to say, this is like too much work, and I hate it when, you know, because I have to do this. And, you know, as soon as they leave the house, it's like, now I don't have to follow those rules anymore. I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I can spin it as fast as I get it. You know,
it's so true, right? And then their sibling.
And the other kids are like, boy, this is really smart. Yeah. This is a great thing to do because look what I can do.
So then that just tells you, like,
Dad, you're really
smart. It doesn't matter what you do.
The conclusion of this whole thing is you're screwed no matter what. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do.
Well, no, that's true. But the thing is, it could be that like the thing you did is gets the result you were hoping for,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or it could get the exact opposite result. Mm-hmm. But how do you know? You just don't.
See, and this isn't something you can easily customize to each kid.
That's true, because they'll just be like, "What?"
Yeah.
Like you have to do chores for your allowance, but this kid doesn't need to do his chores for allowance.
Unless you have my dad. My dad, all you have to do is use the word fair. He says, who told you anything in this life was fair?
Mm-hmm. I guess that could teach him a valid lesson. What is it? Fair and just are two separate things or something like that? A justice and
that
fairness?
Sounds good to me.
You know, like justice and fairness. Fairness isn't always... No, fairness and equality. Equal and fair are two different, not the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Equal in no way.
Because equal opportunity is a good thing. Equal outcomes is not a good... Forcing equal outcomes is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another wrinkle to the allowance thing,
uh-huh.
which is the social aspect with regard to their peers.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience was I got this completely bizarre amount for my allowance, and I made the mistake of explaining to my friends how I got that amount. Which they never forgot, and they teased me for it.
What do you mean by bizarre? Like,
I didn't.
Please tell us, so we can tease you.
Are you talking about the sum, or just how you got
the amount? So I got like $5.39, and all my friends were like, "Why $5.39? Why doesn't your parents just give you $5 or $10?" And they all got like 10 or 15 or 20 bucks, and I was like the lowest paid guy, and they always bugged me because they were like, "Dude, your dad's an orthodontist. How come you don't get, you know, $50 or something like that?" I was like, this is just the way it works in my family. Well, my mom had this bizarre formula where I mean, it was an actual formula, like the number of times you've practiced your violin this week times the number of times you've read something, you know, multiplied by the phase of the moon or some crazy thing. Like, and so it was always different, and it was always down to like the penny. And that was how I got these weird amounts, because she had these allocations for everything.
So how effective do you feel that was?
I hated it.
Did it teach you more? I mean, ultimately, like in retrospect, though, how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I don't look back and see any value in that.
It was unknown. You never knew what you were going to get. Correct. It was always different. It was always different.
It wasn't predictable.
Wasn't predictable. No. But it was. It felt very arbitrary.
That's ridiculous to me.
And
yeah, if it feels arbitrary to you, then like, how do you get on board with a system you don't really comprehend, right? Yeah. Like, interesting.
Yeah, that, and it got old.
Getting an allowance, this was weekly, an allowance?
I think it was weekly.
Whatever it is, I guess the, how often you get it doesn't matter as much maybe, but did you feel like getting allowance taught you things about managing money, or can you tell a difference? You don't know the other side of the coin, obviously.
No, I mean, I certainly remember my parents talking about managing money, and I'm sure I learned some lessons, you know, from that. But whether I could ascribe those to the whole allowance experience or not, I don't know.
Hmm.
Hard to parse that out.
So going back to the social aspects, I never got an allowance. I didn't get paid for chores, anything like that. Any money that I had to work for, and I could never work during the school year.
That was a rule?
It was a rule.
Because you had to focus on schoolwork.
Exactly. They didn't want us dealing with, happened to run to Arctic Circle or wherever to work when we had homework to do. So, needless to say, I didn't have a ton of social interactions, especially once you get to high school age, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything because all your friends are going out and doing stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So
you're saying you also lost an opportunity to learn certain social skills and ways mm-hmm. to...
That's why I'm so awkward right now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, though? But there's certain things you could have gained from those interactions
sure.
if you had a little money to play with.
My self-confidence wasn't fantastic because I didn't have a group of friends. And I don't know if having money would have changed that because I was a really awkward kid, too, you know? So... But there are those aspects that maybe that's important to you, that your kids have the ability to go out and hang out with friends and stuff like that, you know?
It might be a bigger indicator of their future success than, like,
yeah, who knows?
Studying extra at school. Like,
and you can, you know, when they need to go out, you can hand them a 10 or 20, you know, that type of stuff. But I think that's even worse, in my opinion. That they just
get
ask
the money
for handouts.
Need. Yeah.
Whereas if it's a consistent thing where you say, okay, you've got to save this if you want to go to that party or that concert or whatever, you know, even though you're giving it to them, they still have to save it up. So I think the worst case scenario is just ask mom or dad for money and you hand it out.
It's like a constant bailout mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. Every time you need yeah. money, you get money versus oh. you get these little pieces that you can then, like, you know, mm-hmm. save up for that goal.
But you then manage it.
So you could
but if they don't allow you to work, what other choice do you have?
Well, you could still...
I work during the summer, and I saved all that money.
You could still work. You still learn the value of contributing and doing something positive because you still have responsibilities in the home.
Yeah.
Right? You still have to do your chores or your... Well, this lady once said, don't call them chores. Call them family contributions. They said, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm calling them chores. But if you still have to do chores... But it's not tied directly to the allowance, though, right? You're learning these kind of independently from each other, you know?
True.
So allowance, you knew one couple that the way they did it with theirs, their kid got an allowance, okay, which he could spend on anything he wanted. But, like, if the family, and this was like a, you know, like a six-year-old or something, if the family went, you know, was going to go to fast food place, you know,
he had to pay for himself.
He had to pay for himself. Or if they wanted to go to a movie. So it's like, you got to save, you know, because I'm giving you enough money to be able to do these activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have some neighbors
and
that
have a
do
little
that
bit extra
with their kids.
Yeah.
Their kids have YNAB on their mobile devices,
uh-huh.
and they have the budget, and they have to buy their own clothes, food.
Yeah,
I think it'd be
school
more
supplies.
But they give them an allowance.
Yeah, they give them enough money to do it.
But they
see, I had to buy all my own stuff, and I had to work for it.
I think it'd be better if you could, if you were in the position to be able to give like a monthly allowance, right? It's like a bigger amount that you get once, so they have a longer period of time to have to try to manage it and figure it out versus weekly. It might be a way to better learn, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
to manage a bigger, because they would learn the first month when they spend it all the first week and they have no money for the rest of the month. That's a big lesson, you know?
Yeah.
You could be like my wife, and her mom would give her lunch money, and she'd buy a candy bar and keep all the rest and go buy clothes with it. So she ate a Snickers bar for lunch every day.
Hey, and that's fine. I think that's great.
All right, so that's been 20 minutes. So conclusion is I'm right. Right? Is that the conclusion?
I don't know what you're...
That's always the conclusion.
Were you postulating?
That's true. I didn't really...
You're just like a...
asking questions.
I'll throw out a cautionary tale.
Okay, please.
This was a fun observation. So when I was a freshman at BYU, I lived in the dorms, DT, that doesn't exist anymore, right? And there was a guy in our dorms whose dad was like super wealthy, was like a real estate developer or something like that, and he would get a $50,000 per semester allowance.
Oh,
what?
In a lump sum.
Okay, wow.
And, holy crap, did he go buy cars?
Dude, this guy...
So this is twice a year then?
Yeah.
So $100,000...
50 grand to just do whatever with. And,
annual.
And you could predict, I mean, what kind of guy he was.
Oh, yeah.
Just a total...
upright.
Complete.
Wonderful.
Very humble.
No.
Humble individual.
He was perpetually fake tan.
Oh.
He had... he bought only Polo Ralph Lauren clothes. He would wear them once. Never did any laundry, and then he would give them away to everybody. Gave his clothes away.
He's a philanthropist.
So altruistic.
No, he's buying his friendship is what he was doing.
I like those kind of friends. I'm totally on board with being friends with those people.
That's like Brad when I was in elementary school. He always got two packs of fruit snacks, and he would choose who gets the extra one.
Mm.
Not cool, man. I never got them. So,
anyway.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, but it totally ruined him. You know,
where is he now? Do you know?
Good question.
He's probably still working for his dad.
He's at the point of the mountain. Soon to be up by the airport.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I get it.
In a correctional facility.
The thing that sucks, though, that a lot of these kids are then given a job by their parents, by their dad,
and they can just skate
in the family business. And they just skate through life.
Obviously, that's a whole extreme. I think and maybe not 50,000, but that tells you there's got to be a certain threshold where it's too much money. Where there's, you should give them just enough that they have to think about the choices, right? That's kind of what's important, I think.
Well, I think my upper threshold is if they can buy a car with their allowance, then that's bad.
Yeah, a weekly car, that's probably not good.
Yeah.
And they just give it away to their friends.
Yeah.
They got all the friends.
He only uses his car once and then gives it away, so it's he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Cool.
I think my allowance was maybe enough to buy, you know, a little bit of candy or something. Kind of goodies kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 13, I went to work at a dairy, so.
Made your own money.
Made my own money, and my parents said, okay, you're going to work, you have to put half of that money in the bank, in savings. Of course, you know, jumping from a quarter to 35 cents an hour or whatever it was that I was making.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I can do that.
You need to say that
I
with
got a
little
lot of
bit.
Money.
You need to say that with an older man voice.
Back when I was a kid.
But you getting the allowance maybe aided in realizing the value of having some money to work with.
Yeah, because
which might have pushed you to get a job to make more. It's like, hey, I can make more than this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the real reason that I got the job was because... That's where my friend was, right? It's like when you do, you know, you have these service projects for youth.
Mm-hmm.
The 12-year-olds are going because their friends are there.
Yep.
And they're just playing and having fun and helping out some old lady or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, and then ladies, you know, they say thanks and they get, you know, free drinks and pizza or whatever, you know. And they just go because it's fun, right?
That's
but eventually they go, wait a minute, it's not just fun, but I'm actually helping somebody.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, that somebody actually...
Unless you're a certain type of individual and you're still going for fun like me.
Yeah.
I only go to service projects to you know, be an awkward person there.
But yeah, that's how it was for my job. It's like, hey, you know, I get to go hang out. I get paid to do some fun stuff, you know, milking cows and baling hay and driving tractors around. And
which was fun.
You decided to stop having fun and do what you do now, right?
Well, which is what I do now. It's like my wife, you know, I talked to all these different people who are like, yeah, I can't wait to retire, you know, and you know, and you know, they're talking about their next vacation all the time. I'm like, every day's a vacation for me. It's fun what I do.
That's awesome.
That's awesome that I don't have to worry about giving him vacation. Yeah. Oh, can I take your vacation?
Well, my wife will require it.
Can you fork it over?
So one last thing on the chores. Mm-hmm. So I use a website called ChoreBuster. Oh, is it .com or .net? Anyway, ChoreBuster. And it allows you to put in all the chores that you need done, put in your kids. You can even set how difficult the chore is. And say, okay, these kids don't do these chores, you know, if you have one that's too young to do certain chores, and you can attach a price to each one of them too.
Oh.
So there isn't an app. I actually emailed the guy and asked him if there was a possibility of an API so I could build an app for it, and he hasn't. He got back to me, but it's not in the cards at this point in time, he says.
ChoreBuster.
Yeah. Interesting. That's cool.
It's actually really nice. And I chose it specifically because I can print out a chore chart.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
Awesome. So what was it, .net or .com?
We need an announcement .net. For this episode.
Yeah.
Sponsored by ChoreBuster.
This episode of Five Guys and Boxes of
Three
Guys.
To Five Guys. Three get the five, name right. If you're gonna,
Three to Five Guys.
If you're going to go into your guys. Announcer voice, you got to get the name
brought
right.
Brought to you by ChoreBuster.
.net.
All right. Awesome. Well, until next time.